Just 12 minutes after, or 5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. There we go. That's how we start the week off. No, the way we start the week here on the whole show, we get UNC Bears head basketball coach, Coach Steve Smiley, on the program. The Bears have their home opener tonight in wonderful Greeley, Colorado, going up against Colorado College. But the Bears are 2-1. They've already had three games under their belt. Man, Coach, once this thing starts, it does not slow down at all. For the most part, a very successful trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, no, and you're right. It does not start. First of all, Bray, it's good to be on the, good to be on the show. But a little bit delirious, man. Three games we got back. Sunday morning, which really meant we flew through the night. We play today, we fly tomorrow, we play Texas on Wednesday, we fly out Thursday, we fly out Saturday, we play two schools in California next week. And, really, like we told the guys, and we've been stressing this all the way through summer workouts, four and trip fall workouts, like the way our schedule's built, once the season starts, there's not going to be a lot of practice time. And that's fine because, ultimately players would want to play anyways. And we put a lot of time into the practice and preparing, but it's a wild one now that we're in it. So yeah, we're excited and going back to Hawaii. I mean, for the most part, it was a great trip. We let it slip at the very, very end of that third game against, what was really a good Hilo team. And we knew going in, that was going to be a tough game. They almost beat Pacific, very well coached. And, it's just funny. I mean, you talk about human psychology and things like that, but everything that could go wrong in a lot of ways did. We got great looks. I think we had 30 threes. We made six of them. And I think this is a team that will, if you give us 30 good looks, we'll usually make about 13 or 14 of those. And I just know that's just one example of a lot of things. But to start the year off and beat a good team in Pacific who, I think is going to be good in the West Coast Conference, which the top seven league in the country, that's not easy to do. And then, more so, Hawaii, they're going to be one of the best teams, I think, in the Big West. And to win there is, from what everyone told us going into it, and then even after playing and winning that game, the people that reached out to college coaches said, man, it's virtually impossible to win that game there. And at one point, we were up 26 with 12 minutes to go, and, we were feeling real good, and, they almost caught us, but I know I'm rambling, Brady, but it was a great start to the year for sure.
No, not at all, Coach. People want to hear this, And again, that Hawaii game was just so interesting. You guys just jumped out right out the gates, too, and kind of rolled on through it. Looking at some of your studs in this game, I mean, obviously we knew Dalen Kuntz, we knew Matt Johnson, we knew Bodie Hume were going to be studs, but Dalen Kuntz, I mean, he was the tournament player. He was the player of the tournament. So, I mean, this guy just continues to get better and better with you.
I think he's the one guy that sort of gets a little lost in the shuffle when people talk about our team. Obviously, with Bodie being here forever and being really good, and Matt Johnson being an all-league guy last year, and Coor is so unique. And then, with a couple of guys that came in, Drew Cookshausen, so, intriguing because, he led the country and made threes the last 2 years. And Dalton Connect, he came in as a, junior college All-American. But I wouldn't go so far as to say people forget about Dalen, but sometimes he doesn't get mentioned as well. I mean, he's a guy that, averaged 13, 14 a game last year for us and really didn't really know kind of how we even wanted to play because we didn't have any summer or fall practices. So he's really made a lead now that we've had time to really work with him. And, yeah, he had a great tournament. I mean, he's been locked in. He's been locked in behind the scenes. He's been locked in practices. And I was really happy to see him have that success. And he let the game come to him. He's playing better because he's playing more efficient, taking what the defense gives him.
What an interesting story for him too. Obviously, with that Buffs team a couple of years ago, you and I talked about it at length when the transfer happened. Hey, that's a guard heavy Buffs team at that point, and sure. It wasn't really a matter of is Kuntz a great player, a good player on that side. It was just crowded, and it just made perfect sense here. And he had a great year last year, but man, right off the bat, these three games so far so good for Mr. Kuntz.
Yeah, and he's taking the right types of shots, and he's making shots. We always tell our guys, if you're missing shots, it's one of two reasons. One, you're a bad shooter, or two, you're taking a bad shot. And we don't have a lot of bad shooters on our team, but sometimes all of our guys will take shots that we don't want them to take, just analytically or whatever. So Dalen's really bought into trying, we looked at his numbers coming in, and just all the way back to, his efficiency and things. It's like, hey, if you buy into this, if you drink the Kool-Aid, we can make you a better player just by you learning what a good and bad shot is. And that sounds really easy, but it's really hard depending on how your game is kind of, you know, based off of. And Dalen's bought into that. So, no, I'm really happy for him for sure.
What about Bodie Hume? Nice game against on Hawaii, too. And he's, you know, he's been getting that scoring up again. Last year we saw kind of an up-and-down year until the conference, Coach. I mean, the conference tournament, he goes off. I think he scored 60 points in two games. I mean, yep. he was incredible. What do you see this year for him? Do you see those games where we're going to get more into that, dare I say, more into that 30-point range? Or are we going to float kind of around that 16, 20 points?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, we do have, I mean, with kind of the six guys that are playing, you know, the majority of the minutes, Bodie's proven he can score 30 in a game. You know, Dalen's proven he can score 30 in a game. Matt Johnson has proven he can score 30 in a game. Then you kind of go through Coor, which, you know, Coor won't get to that, but Coor's a guy that, you know, floats consistently around, you know, anywhere from 12 to 20 a game, depending on how the game flow goes. And these new guys, you know, Drew Cookshausen came in and made, what, six threes and really seven because they fouled him on when he made all the free throws. You know, boom, he's in the 20s. And Dalton connects, and it hasn't happened yet, but it will. Dalton can really score. So the point being that our biggest concern with this team is not scoring, you know, power or anything like that. It's more so like one of our phrases right now is it's our shot. It's not your shot. It's our shot. And going to Bodie, he's really bought into that. Like, you know, he's not taking bad shots. I think he's only averaging 12 points a game, but the great thing about him is he could care less. All he cares about is winning. And there will be nights, and really, he's not shooting well right now. I mean, he's had some great looks from three in all three of the games. It's not going in, you know, to the level that it will. And once his shots start to drop, I mean, his scoring will go up as well. So the point being that he's as happy for a guy like Dalen, and then the night that Drew scored well, and then, you know, Coor, it just doesn't matter to these guys. It could be a different guy every night, and that's what I think is so exciting. It can make us so dangerous.
Getting that first home game tonight, Coach, going up against Colorado College. We'll have that game on KFKA. Our pregame show starts at 5:30. So we're just pumped to get Bears basketball back on the airwaves, of course. But there's an interesting non-conference stretch for you guys leading up to, you know, when you finally get into conference play. There's a lot of games that I know people are highlighting and circling, including that one you mentioned to start the show, going against a pretty interesting team in Texas on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing, obviously the lesson learned is, and I don't think our guys overlooked Hawaii Kilo. I think I think our guys were dialed in and they knew. We really tried to say, listen, these guys are good and they can beat you. You know, that was the discussion from the start. But still, human nature is, all right, well, you know, we just won two really hard games, and, you know, Hilo's 0-2 in the same tournament. I mean, we should be okay, right, Coach? Like, that's just the human nature of it that you're fighting. Obviously, you know, with what happened there, you move into this Colorado College game, like, that's the sole focus for the guys. Mm. That's what it needs to be. But 2 days later, you know, 48 hours later, you do have Texas. And I'll tell you, I think the thing about it is just, you know, you go down there, and it's really a mentality game, you know, in the sense like, okay, you know, I think we're good enough to compete. I really do. And I think the way that we're built and how we can score, now we got to solve some things defensively. I'm not very happy with how we're guarding right now defensively, and trying to figure out, you know, if we need to make a few tweaks systematically as well. But you got to go into those things, understand that you're good. And I think, you know, when you look at Texas, like, they're not going to take us lightly. They're going to know that, you know, we started that Pacific game up 16-0, and they're going to know that somehow we got Hawaii down 26 in their home court. So they're going to be locked in, especially coming off of that Gonzaga loss, right? So we are going to get their best punch. And it's a team that has, like, I think 9,500 career Division I points, which is just insane.
Wow.
Eight of their guys in the top 200 NBA draft board right now, which is the most in the country. So they're super talented, and they're really well coached. You know, Coach Beard, we played against those guys when he was at Texas Tech the year they went to the Final Four. And it was kind of the same thing. We walked in that game, I think, at 4-0, and we got their best punch. And I think it was like a 12-point game at halftime when we were right there, and then eventually, you know, we just didn't have the, you know, kind of the shots on one end, but just couldn't get it done. And so I do think that they'll respect us. I do think that means they will have their best punch coming at us. So I'm excited. I would assume if you're a college basketball player, getting a chance to play against, you know, top five, top three team in the country, certainly a team that could win a national championship, like, that's what you want if you're a real competitor. So I think we have those type of guys on our teams that want to go out and really want to compete.
This is what I love about basketball so much, Coach, as opposed to the football side of it. Yeah, football is great. You get that. You get a non-conference game in there where you do go up maybe against some studs once in a while to kind of see what you're all about. But for you guys, you have a lot of those. But we also look at it and say, man, this UNC basketball team, you guys could do a lot of great things this year. So the idea of taking on a Texas team, I mean, it's not as daunting sometimes when you look at the football side. It's scary, but yeah. This is a heck of an opportunity. When you look at this, is it fair to say this is a measuring stick type game, or is that somehow not kind of a positive spin, a positive way to look at it?
Well, I think you just let the game play out the way it goes. And I think what's exciting is, you know, we are veterans. You know, if we had the same team but 2 years earlier, and you know, Bodies, Coors, Matts, those type of guys are 2 years earlier in the program, you know, it's really hard because you're young. But you know, we have so many veteran guys now that Dalen's so ingrained into what we're doing. We have so many guys that are old in basketball. You know, Dalen Coontz was in the same type of league that Texas was in. He's not going to be fazed by those guys. You know, he's going to respect them like we all are. But you know, you're going to go into that really looking to compete. And I just think that, you know, with our guys, it's so much of its mentality. So many teams go into those things, and rightfully so, say, "Hey, the talent level is just insane. Let's just go out there and have a good time, guys." Like, no, like, we're out here. I'll never forget, even when I was with Coach Leonard, and it was against Texas Tech. And when we got beat bad at the end, and the next day we had a film session, you know, he was really upset. And I think some of the guys kind of looking around saying, you know, they're looking around saying, "Well, Coach, that's Texas Tech." And the point was, you know, 4 years ago, like, no, we need to be a program that needs to go into these and look at, we are going to win these games. We're going to be good enough to go in and win these games. And then lo and behold, they went to the Final Four that year. They were really good. But that's what you don't want to go in and just go play the game. You want to go in with the same preparation, and you want to go in with the same edge, and you want to go in and really compete. It's a great opportunity, but they are very good, as good as anyone in the country. So you understand that going in, that if you have any mental breakdown, they will expose immediately because their talent level and their coaching ability is so high level. You have a mental breakdown, you're going to have problems right off the bat.
Well, it's already underway, getting three games in. You'll have a fourth game under your belt before you make that trip, of course, going up against Colorado College tonight. Last one for you, Coach. You had mentioned, you know, defensively you're seeing some things that you're not really crazy about. When do you start getting in and dissecting? Or do you look at it and say, no, that it was a tournament in Hawaii. That kind of offsets some things. It's early in the season. I don't want to get you know, too nitpicky at this point. Or do you start getting into the lab right now?
We're in the lab, you know, and we were in the lab after our foreign trip games, you know, and you're in the lab when you do private close scrimmages, and you're in the lab, you know, 3 games in 4 days, but still, you're in the lab, you know, forget the games, you're in the lab watching your practice, right? And that's the beauty of film, and you know, it's what keeps us all up at night, and we never sleep because we're always watching film and trying to figure out those little tweaks. But I do think, you know, having three different styles in Hawaii, and there's a few things that really expose us that we need to address and figure out. And not even from an effort standpoint, but just systematically, am I doing the right stuff to put our guys in the best position with this roster defensively? Because I do think there's some things that we can do better, but I also think there's some, you know, there's some flaws that we need to try to hide as well. And that's what we're talking about, staff. How do we hide those flaws and figure out the best plan for our guys? But you're doing that all the time, Brady. It never ends.
I love this roster, Coach. I'm really excited to see what you guys can do throughout the course of the season. It's going to be such a fun journey to follow you guys along this season. And just the best of luck tonight. Go win this first one at home.
All right, Brady. I appreciate you. Thanks, man.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
That's UNC head basketball coach Steve Smiley. And, the Bears are 2-1. And I'm telling you right now, it is an exciting time in Northern Colorado, in the state. This state, and I'm going to say this, I know Michael's producing today, a resident Broncos fan. I know that it's still Broncos country, but as a whole, as far as sports goes, this is a basketball state. This is a basketball state. Colorado State football, yeesh. UNC football, yeesh. CU football, they're up against UCLA and still didn't cover the spread at halftime. They end up losing by, what, 22 or something like that. This overall is a basketball state. And you are, if you don't believe me, go watch a game at Moby Arena. Go see a sellout crowd there. Go watch the Nuggets last night in Denver. Sell another packed house at Ball Arena. Or you can go watch Teddy Bridgewater let a guy go by after a fumble return for a touchdown and just give up the football game. You got a lot of really exciting things going on throughout this state. And I'm talking from Denver North, at least, for what we kind of focus on as far as the basketball side goes. I think UNC is going to be very good. My game of the week. Do we have my game of the week music in there, Michael? I'm not sure. But my game of the week this week actually is UNC and Texas this week. The Bears at Texas. Top 10 team in the country. That is a measuring stick type game. So that's my game of the week. We're looking forward to that one on Wednesday. And again, you can hear, we didn't travel to Hawaii, but you're going to be able to hear UNC basketball right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA throughout the course of the season. Also, 1310KFKA.com. So you can listen via TuneIn or whatever while you're at the games. So we got that one tonight, Colorado College PDC Energy pregame show with Jerry Schimmel. Get started at 5:30. 21 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll discuss this Broncos fiasco. I'll get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Nuggets Insights. Then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to the Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. I'm going to be giving away some tickets for tonight's Bears game, if you want to get in on that action. Before we do that, though, I want to thank No Limit Collectibles. They just moved to their new location in Greeley. They are by Cables. You guys know where Cables is? Highland Park Lanes are across the street from Highland Park Lanes. Check them out, guys. Sports memorabilia, cards, you're a collector. Check it out. Fill up the man cave. Make that office pop. You don't need pictures of flowers in there. You don't need pictures of beautiful scenery. You want a signed Nikola Jokic jersey framed and beautifully displayed in your office. Show your sportsness. Thanks to No Limit Collectibles. And tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. All right, we got to do this. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Well, the good for me is, I mean, really it's overall basketball. Basketball was sensational this weekend. Colorado State, the Buffs, UNC pretty good for the most part. And then, the overarching good is this Denver Nuggets basketball team, now 9-4, just dominated their homestand. Nuggets look good.
Out to Jokic. He'll take the three. Got it off the time. Yes!
Six to shoot. Dozier. Ah, what a pass. P.J. Dozier. A look away, and Jamichael Green has come alive. Baku had 10 in the first half. Snap it over, Dozier, heat check. Good! Baku shaking his man. Dozier's had the hot hand. And he nails another one! Dozier's in double figures. Nuggets have six in doubles tonight. Bones, way, way.
That's a little bit far.
Jamichael Green. Yeah!
Bones Highland's the real deal, folks. I'll say it a million times before the season is over. Bones Highland does not play or look or act or talk like a rookie at all. The Nuggets are 9-4. They got them. They're right back at it tonight. They're at Dallas for a 6 o'clock game. The bad. So you just destroyed Dallas last week and you come out with a dud against Philadelphia. How about that Melvin Gordon fumble and then the fiasco that followed?
Melvin Gordon. Straight ahead.
Oh, the ball's out.
Coming out of there with the football. Is Darius Slay. Slay on the move to the outside. Walker's in front of him. Slay all by himself down the field.
Teddy couldn't make a dive? Couldn't just throw your body on the ground and trip him? Or try to? I mean, you just stopped. You put your head down. You stopped running. He claims that he was trying to turn Darius Slay inward toward his teammates. Did you see? I didn't see that on the clip. I saw a guy just quit right when he walked by, right when he ran by. That is the kind of stuff that's hard to recover from. That is a really tough, that's a tough look for Teddy Bridgewater. I'm not saying the game itself was his, but that's an opportunity. Broncos are driving to tie the game. Then Gordon fumble, you get the interception from Simmons, you're driving, then Gordon fumbles, and I'm not excusing the fumble. All right, the ugly Colorado State loses to Air Force 35-21, but I mean, let's face it, when you lose by 14 to Air Force, it feels more like a 28-point loss. So that was ugly, but I do think that Coach Steve Adazio's postgame, his presser, was even uglier.
We've already made progress. I don't need the next two games to say whether we made progress or not. I don't understand where you're coming from. I mean, you have an agenda and an angle here. Why don't you just spit it out?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, that's how I feel. I just told you, we're going to build this thing one game at a time, one brick at a time, whether we win the next two or we don't. Okay? We're going to build this thing for the future. That's what I'm saying. Any part of that that's not, anybody understand? Good. Thanks, guys.
All right, that was a friend of ours, Terry Fry, asked the question. And you probably couldn't hear it very well. We're going to break soon, but it's a tough look because you're losing games. You're losing fans. 26,000 fans or so were at this game, and it was a 5 o'clock game. I don't think it was that damn cold on a Saturday. So it's a tough look. And sometimes the responses are not, we're going to get better. We're going to fix these issues. We're going to do it. They're more or less, we're building. And the part that bothered me the most was honestly we're building regardless. I mean, we've already made progress regardless of how, if we win the next two or we don't. I mean, you're almost setting us up for that to happen. Noob texting in about the Broncos side, which was the bad story. I think Locke would have at least tried to tackle the defender. I honestly would have said I would have thought Teddy Bridgewater would at least try to tackle the defender. Mysterio, how do you prepare for the future, but you can't win in the now? And I mean, let's not get it twisted. Last year was COVID year, but he still made money. This is his second year. And I am with Terry Fry, wrote an excellent piece, and I'm going to get that for you later today. An excellent piece that I tweeted out. If you guys want to follow me, I'm just at Hull Show. I agree with him. I am a firm believer in 2 to 3 minimum for a new coach or for a head coach in the college ranks. But I do believe they should get a chance, if they show some signs of life, to go through a full recruiting cycle. But Terry said, hey, I agree with that, but I also want to see the attitude change. I don't think it should be so hostile in the media room at that point. So we're going to talk about that throughout the day. We are going to have Scott Patchen on, great friend of ours. The Scott Patchen Show starting at 1 o'clock. And I know two games left. We've only got this show and next week, and then we're done. We're going to talk to Dylan McCaffrey next. They were on a bye week. They got one more week. So this is our last chat with Dylan for the season. And then we're switching all the way over to basketball. So I tell you what, we're going to take a short break, 32 minutes after the hour. When we come back, we'll catch up with the Bears quarterback as they look to finish the season on a good note. Ed McCaffrey's very first year as a college head football coach. Can they end it with a win? We'll talk to Dylan about it next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back. It's the Hull Show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And joining me now in the quarterback corner, presented by First Advantage and the Windsor Mill Tavern, Dylan McCaffrey, the Bears quarterback. UNC gets set for one final game. They had a bye week last week going up against Weber State this weekend. Dylan, my friend, what was that like to have a bye week and then just come back for one more game? I mean, you don't typically see that toward the tail end of the season.
Yeah, it's it was interesting, man. It was definitely unique in the sense where you can feel it's almost over, but we gotta regroup, get ready for one more. But, I mean, I definitely think the team needed one, so we're thankful for that. Almost part of, I think, everyone wants to just, sorry, we'd rather just play the game that week, you know. But I think health-wise, it was still good, you know. You could have used it a couple weeks ago, but still nice to kind of regroup, get the bodies right, and really come out this last game strong. I mean, we're well-rested, so.
Yeah, last game for you guys, and again, sitting at 3-7, going up against a 500 Weber State team. But I know that would mean so much to you guys if you could end this season. That certainly had its ups and downs. If you could find a way to end this season with a win on the road against a conference rival.
Yeah, no doubt. I think this season, like you mentioned, we've shown a lot of good and a lot of really bad too. But I think if we finish on a really good note, it'll put us in a great spot for this offseason. So, you know, that'd be really nice to kind of get some momentum rolling into that. And then we start back up, I mean, essentially right away for training. So,
yeah, what does that look like? For some of our listeners that don't know exactly what the schedules look like, you guys, once the season ends, what does it look like for you next? What's the next step after the season?
Yeah, it'll start workouts up pretty soon there. Which is just kind of team conditioning, team weight training, which is a good time to kind of get individually right. You know, it's a big time for everyone to just work on becoming better athletes, you know, getting their physical, you know, physical selves ready to play again. I mean, it's a long time, but there'll be things like spring ball where you got to get ready for. And because during the season, I mean, you don't really get to do that. Your body kind of takes a beating throughout the weeks, and you try to stay on top a little bit, but it's hard to do. I mean, most guys will lose weight. Most guys will have a couple nicks and knacks that prevent them from being their absolute best. You just try to get ready in a spot in the off season to be that.
We're talking to Dylan McCaffrey, the quarterback for the University of Northern Colorado. The Bears get set to take on Weber State this weekend for the final football game of the season. Weber State went up against Southern Utah last week, and they put up some numbers in that one. They end up winning that game 62-0. Obviously, a score like that stands out to you, Dylan, but when you're looking at the film and you're looking at this Wildcat team, what stands out to you, specifically on the defensive side that you're looking at as the quarterback of this team?
Yeah, they're a defense that, you know, doesn't change much, which is kind of nice. I mean, they're not going to throw you the most confusing looks, but they trust their athletes. They trust their edge pressures. They think they can get to the quarterback, which will be a big challenge for us. And then they really just trust their guys, which is something that we got to do, and we'll have to win some one-on-one matchups if we're going to want to beat this team and compete.
Yeah, you look at it, and it was one of those games. You know, I know Southern Utah has their struggles, but everything that could go right for the Wildcats did. And like you said, they got a lot of great individual players, too. And again, if you can get that all to collectively work together, you got yourself a decent football team.
Yeah, no doubt. And, I mean, that last game, it's kind of nice having Saturday off, got to watch it. But I think Southern Utah, I think it was four plays in a row where they had turnovers inside their own 20, which was, I mean, they definitely, because that team's better than what they showed too. Southern Utah, I mean, their record doesn't show, but they're a pretty decent team, and they really hurt themselves last game. So, I mean, I think if we can not do that too, we'll be in a pretty decent spot. You know, if we can just control what we can control, handle our business, and win some one-on-one matchups, I think we'll be in a really good spot.
How much does momentum really carry over? I mean, this being the last game of the season, and you hear that all the time, no matter the sport you're talking about. Hey, if we can get this win, this momentum, that confidence will carry over, even though it's almost a year later.
Yeah. No, definitely. And it's big, especially those early weeks. I mean, if you start those early weeks right, it puts you in, again, keeps that momentum going into the later weeks. But I definitely think it's one of those situations where even if things don't end on the best note, I think the great teams will always, you know, find a way to still carry momentum in the offseason and get their eyes towards the next season, next activity, which would be spring ball for us. So it definitely, you want it to start really strong, but even if it doesn't, you know, you expect teams to, okay, we're over it, let's move on and get something going here.
And we're catching up with Dylan McCaffrey, the quarterback for the University of Northern Colorado. They get set for Weber State this weekend. And I know you got the one game left, Dylan, but when you look back, and again, it wasn't quite what you envisioned as far as your ultimate goals, but you and I have discussed this a lot. It is a recharging of this program that takes a lot of time. Your dad, Coach McCaffrey, this is his first college coaching job. So, I mean, Those things do not, as much as we want them to, they just don't change overnight. And, again, this has been a program collectively over the last 10 years, more than that, that has really struggled. So, this season really felt like it was all just about getting out there and getting this new feel out on the field.
Yeah, definitely. That's a big part of it. I think, and like we mentioned earlier, we've shown some really good things that I think we got to highlight and try to work on making that consistent. And that's a big part of it. I mean, we've seen kind of the things we can do, and it's just about doing that more. But I agree. I mean, we've really learned on all sides of everything. The coaches have learned a ton throughout the year that they'll try to carry over, and they needed that. The players, offensively, we've learned a ton. Defensively, I know they've learned a ton. So it really is about kind of getting out there and feeling, okay, so this is really what things are like. And then I think that'll put us in a much better spot for next year, just that growth and that learning curve that we all kind of hit.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see, with a year under everyone's belt, you specifically, Dylan, with this team, with this program and Greeley, to kind of see how that transition into spring ball and then, of course, on to the next season. So we'll be curious to follow along with you on that side of it. We don't talk a lot about your brother on this program, Christian McCaffrey, but I do think it was cool, because I know you guys are worried. When you see someone get hurt like that, you're wondering, okay, when is he going to come back? Is he going to be able to play? He came back last week, and then he really came back this week against Arizona. And how about those Panthers finding a way to win big over Arizona, 34-10. Christian with 95 yards rushing and another 66 yards receiving. Pretty good day for him.
Yeah, definitely. No, that was a fun game to watch. And that's a team, too, that some of those games are just tough to get through. But I think it was amazing having kind of him be full strength. I know he was so happy to get back there after last game when his body held up. He was thankful, moving forward. And for a guy, I've never seen anyone work as hard as he does, especially, I mean, to get his body right, to get, mentally on the right side of things. And I admire that. But with those kind of guys, it breaks your heart to see them not playing, because that's all he wants to do. He wants to be in there playing. So that was so amazing to see. It felt like a breath of fresh air to see them out there doing well, beating a good team too, and they had their own kind of injury struggles on the other side, but still, I mean, that's a good team, and they put up good numbers, so it was just really great to see. I mean, that was a breath of fresh air in our household and for that organization, which is great.
Well, and I know you guys, obviously, because of Christian, you follow this Panthers mm-hmm. team. Cam Newton coming back in.
Yeah.
I mean, they're using him in a lot of interesting ways, but that seemed like that gave this team a little bit of a spark.
Yeah, no, it definitely did. That was awesome to see. That was really cool. I mean, it felt like kind of the Panthers you watched a couple years ago when they were doing pretty well. And it was just... It was almost unbelievable to see. Like, I was watching this, and it was messing me up a little bit. Like, is this real? Is this really happening right now?
But, is this 2015 or what?
Yeah, it felt like it. But it was, again, it was kind of a breath of fresh air. It was great to see, and great to see him succeed. That's a guy who my brother talks so highly of. I've never got to meet him personally, but he speaks so highly of him. He's a great teammate, great guy. So it's easy to root for guys when you hear things like that.
Well, and when you look at the standings now, I mean, it feels like the Panthers have a worse record than they do. They're sitting at 5-5, and because of the new addition to the playoffs, as of right now, they're sitting in that seventh spot. So getting your brother back in the mix, getting that revival with Cam Newton, who knows? Maybe the Panthers go on to do something.
Yeah, no, we're really hoping so, and I think they have a chance. They'll have to definitely, I mean, be consistent with it, which is the hardest part, but There's definitely some hope there. There's a shot. Hopefully I can ride that a little bit and carry that momentum with them.
Dylan, last one for you, man. Just kind of looking at the landscape of college football, the NFL, you're seeing it in both leagues, both levels, taunting and targeting. I mean, those things, we are stopping the clock. I mean, it's like taking a vacation, watching a game, sitting there. What are your thoughts, especially as a quarterback? Because I know as a quarterback, you look at it and go, hey, I want to be kept safe, right? But at the same time, you know, there's targeting calls. A guy can flick you with his finger, and they might actually call targeting. It's very interesting.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the taunting is for sure gotten a little out of hand there. I'll admit that. I think they need to let people play a little bit more. I've seen some ridiculous ones. As far as targeting goes, yeah, I don't know. I'm watching the games, but I'll tell you what, we don't get the same calls here in college or the FCS level, I'll tell you that much. I would have had a couple of those for sure with the NFL rules. But, no, it is definitely it's new, and I'm all for protecting the players, and I appreciate the motive behind it, you know. There's definitely probably some things to work out with it in the sense where we need to find exact rules, exactly how to do it. But I do think the intentions with that one are good.
I think you're right. I mean, there is a balance, and who knows? Maybe we'll be editing this throughout, both on the college and NFL side. Uh-huh. But it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, it definitely is, and I do. It's like I mentioned, the intentions are good, and they're trying to execute. It's kind of first time implementing a lot of the new ones, so I'm sure some of those will get cut back and they'll say, okay, we're doing it. We're being a little too aggressive on these calls. We can cut it back. I certainly think that'll be the case with the taunting.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how that's handled in the offseason. Dylan, you got your final game coming up against Weber State, and we're gonna let you go, man. We'll hopefully we can rejoin you and do this again next year. That's the plan anyway. We hope you've enjoyed it. I know listeners have really enjoyed getting your insight and your perspective. It's really been great for the station.
Definitely. I've had a blast with it, man, and I really hope to do this next year. I think it's a great thing. I have a lot of fun doing it, and I appreciate y'all having me. Appreciate you always hosting a great show.
Well, hey, we're going to do our little post-show get-together. We'll be meeting at Windsor Mill Tavern, of course. So
you got to stop
by the sponsor, say hello, and it'll be good, my friend. We appreciate you. Good luck this weekend. And, you know, just we're thrilled to see this program. Like I said, I know the record doesn't necessarily show exactly what we wanted, but we do all feel, and I think this is a collective thing throughout the community, it does feel like this Bears program is in those initial steps of getting this program back on the right track.
Definitely, and we're feeling the same, so I appreciate y'all. I appreciate everyone who is paying attention and watching.
All right, my man. Dylan, appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, there he is, the Bears quarterback, UNC Bears quarterback Dylan McCaffrey. And we do want to thank First Advantage. Of course, First Advantage, they are huge supporters in the community, huge supporters of all things UNC. And, of course, this program, the whole show. I know some great people over there. And I'm telling you that Jeff and Matt, two of my really, really good friends, seriously, great folks at First Advantage. I'm sure they'll be there at the basketball game tonight. And then my new friends at Windsor Mill Tavern. I mean, when I said, hey, this is supporting a player, supporting a program, helping these guys grow their brand name, images, which also helps the program. Windsor Mill Tavern didn't bat an eye. They said, hey, you know, whatever we want to grow, help these guys grow. And even though they're in Windsor, they want to grow UNC in a big way. 12:51 the time. We're going to take a short break, wrap up the first hour. We're going to talk to another of our players in the KFK Player Network. That's Scott Patchen, D lineman for the Colorado State Rams. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Legendary broadcaster Jerry Schammel this season for UNC basketball coverage. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Have you guys been to the GOAT yet? The local sports bar in Greeley. And when I say local, it means it's locally owned and operated. But man, you walk in and you're going to think it's like one of those national chains, you know, that just rocks. But they do it the right way because they're local. They're going to have the games that matter to you in there. I've gone to places, and listen, they like prep their people in there. They prep their people. They know what the games are interesting, what's going on. How many times have you been to some of those national chains and they're like, I don't know what game you're looking for, man. No, that's not the case at the GOAT. You should go watch some Monday Night Football. Von Miller, I'm told, is going to be back tonight. Go watch some Monday Night Football at the GOAT in Greeley. Second hour coming up next is the whole show powered by PDC Energy.